Yeah, because she's smart. Larry Kudlow will also join us. It's 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Prince George's County Fire Chief says that five-alarm fire at an apartment building under construction in College Park yesterday required what was perhaps the largest fire suppression effort in the county's history. At a massive fire scene like yesterday's, almost as challenging as the fire itself, is coordinating the hundreds of firefighters.
There were at least five jurisdictions and 200 firefighters on the scene yesterday, bringing them in as usually.
They're fairly seamless. All of the equipment has a radio where we can just change a channel and get on the same channel.
Says Alexandria Fire Chief Robert Dubé. The challenges begin, though, with everyone on the scene.
The accountability of they've got so many people there.
So you have to make sure they're safe and make sure they're where they need to be and when, he says. The D.C. area is unique in its cross-jurisdictional support.
We're pretty fortunate here that I can call any department in the region here and I can get a response immediately.
He says chiefs in the area get together once a month to go over tactics and strategy. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince William County Police are investigating the death of a man whose body was found in a burning apartment late last night in Woodbridge. Firefighters responding to the call on Sherbrooke Circle found the man's body. Further details not immediately available. Congressional bargainers are said to be making progress toward a budget deal to prevent a federal shutdown this weekend. Their efforts got a boost yesterday when President Trump backed off his demand that money be included to build the wall with Mexico. House Republicans are also vetting proposed changes to their health care overhaul. Two Arkansas death row inmates were executed overnight, just 3 hours apart and on the same gurney. It was the nation's first double execution since 2000. North Korea is conducting large-scale live fire drills today, and it's making South Koreans very nervous.
The testing of long-range artillery is significant and particularly frightening for people in South Korea because North Korea has a tremendous amount of long-range artillery pointed right at the Seoul metropolitan area, home to tens of millions of people.
Correspondent Will Ripley. Montgomery County election officials are promising to review voter registration procedures after the watchdog group Judicial Watch uncovered evidence that the county's voter rolls currently are heavy with people who are not eligible to vote. Judicial Watch says there is strong circumstantial evidence that Montgomery County's voter rolls contain many names of dead people, voters who've moved out of state, or people who are non-citizens. Metro has begun painting the walls inside Union Station, but not everyone's happy about that.
Given everything, all the other trouble they're having, I can't believe they're wasting time and money on this.
Pat Tiller with the Committee of 100 dedicating to preserving D.C.'s architecture says the paint is ruining the design of Union Station. Metro argues it's just trying to brighten up the station.
But they want the stations to get all cheered up and be brighter and lighter. The easier way to do that would be to put more lights in it.
Tiller also warns once you paint it, it'll have to be repainted in a few years. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Bill O'Reilly has broken his silence after his high-profile firing, telling his podcast listeners he's confident the truth will come out.
The former Fox News host still spoke to his followers online. He gave a vision for the future of his website and podcast. Then he talked about what happened at Fox News.
I am sad that I'm not on television anymore. I was very surprised how it all turned out.
O'Reilly said he can't say a lot now because there is a lot going on, but the truth will come out.
And when it does, I don't know if you're going to be surprised, but I think you're going to be shaken, as I am.
By the way, there were no advertisements played before, during, or after the podcast. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,764, the Nasdaq at 59.84. Sports: Wizards Hawks are now tied at 2 games apiece after an Atlanta win in Game 4. The Nationals' 7-game winning streak is over as they lose to the Rockies. The O's beat Tampa Bay. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. How you enjoying the change of weather? We're all getting into spring cleaning mode over here, which brings me to that car. You know the one. You've shared some good times together, that old car and you, but now it's just taking up space in your garage or driveway, and it's time to part ways. Your car deserves better than an ignoble end in a junkyard. When you donate your car to Cars for Kids, she can live on by giving kids a chance to succeed. Cars for Kids makes the donation process extra simple, with no paperwork work or hassles for you. Just schedule a free pickup of your car at a time that's convenient for you, and your car will get the send-off she deserves. Plus, you can also get a tax deduction and a vacation voucher. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. And it's that easy to give your car a new life helping kids across the country. Call Cars for Kids to donate today. 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Online at carsforkids.com. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through town, I know you're trying to be patient, but it gets tough when we have the multiple accidents. The latest one, DC 295 southbound after Route 4 before the 11th Street Bridge exit. Now, DDOT and crews tell me tow truck is on the scene, so I'm hopeful that they can clear that soon. Both off of 50 and the BW Parkway, watch for delays out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. Out of Woodbridge, north on 95 in Route 1, both slow. The four-car crash had been north on 95, north of the Occoquan. Remnants of it on the right shoulder and a lot of bailout traffic over to Route 1, so that's why we picked up those delays. Still shut down in Manassas. Accident investigation closes the Prince William Parkway northbound at Balls Ford Road. That's your detour point. Also southbound on the Prince William Parkway at Sudley Manor Drive, separate crash, and that's causing a lot of distraction and delays. 66 east at the Beltway, your accident gone. Lanes now reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet Tuesday. Hopefully you packed along the rain gear. Rain in the forecast. Occasional rain around. Most of it light for the first part of the morning. Then into the day, the rain picks up a bit. As low pressure tracks to our east, a gusty northeast breeze, 61. Still some showers around tonight, 57. Tomorrow, 75. Mostly cloudy. Thursday, more sun than clouds. Upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Vienna, 54 in Bowie, 56 degrees in Washington. Firefighters remain on the scene of a massive College Park fire. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by the one, the only, the irascible Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Thank you, Brian. And right now joining us is Susan Ferriccio. She is the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
So the thing that has everyone scratching their heads this morning is this announcement that the entire Senate is going to go to the White House for a briefing on North Korea. I think that's raising a lot of eyebrows this morning. Do you have any idea why they're doing this? Apparently, Mitch McConnell requested for this meeting to take place.
Yeah. Actually, these briefings are fairly common. You know, just before the recess, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, came up to the Hill, and he briefed senators, some House members who were still around that day, about what was going on with the Syria strike. So these briefings actually happen with regularity on Capitol Hill. What's different this time is that the senators are going to the White House. That doesn't normally happen just for logistical reasons, getting everybody there. It's easier for, the briefers to come to the Hill, which is where the lawmakers are all day. So I think what happened yesterday, I was told by an aide to Mitch McConnell, is that President Trump simply offered to host the briefing at the White House, and McConnell accepted. And so that's the way it's going to work. They're going to all go up to the White House and hear what is going on with North Korea. And that issue itself is, of course, of great importance on Capitol Hill right now, just because of what's been happening in the past few weeks in North Korea, and couple that with what President Trump has been saying about North Korea to other world leaders on Twitter, in public statements. I think there are a lot of lawmakers on Capitol Hill in both chambers who would like to know what's going on and what the plan is.
Well, and one of the things that caught my attention about this was not only that it was at the White House, which I agree with you is rather unusual, but at the high level of people who are going to be briefing. I mean, it's not just the Secretary of State. It's not just the Secretary of Defense. It's not just the Director of National Intelligence. It's not just the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's all of them.
Right, it's all four of them. And you know, That's right. And having the Secretary of State involved, too, you're really getting everybody involved here, all the big names in the cabinet. But, you know, North Korea has nuclear capabilities. You know, Syria doesn't. Syria's strike, you know, in some ways could be seen as a lesser threat. Syria is not as big of a threat to the United States as North Korea could be, given what they're doing with their nuclear technology. You know, we've sent a carrier out to the area in a show of force. Things are escalating, and again, they're a nuclear power, and I think that's the reason why, we are getting the big names involved here and briefing the senators. And I think one thing to keep in mind, too, is that it is a classified briefing, as these things normally are, but we tend to find out the gist of what is said because there are so many lawmakers in there, and then once they come back to Capitol Hill, reporters will be there peppering them with questions. And so we'll get an idea of what went on, luckily, even though it's a classified briefing. So that's something to keep in mind this week, to look out for those reports that will come out when that briefing ends.
We're going to hear something about taxes this week. I mean, you're reporting that there's a meeting today in which there'll be sort of a closed-door discussion between members of the House and the Senate on what tax reform should look like. And then maybe tomorrow, as it stands right now, we'll get the framework of a tax deal or tax reform plan that the administration would like to put forward, including perhaps a 50% a reduction of the corporate tax from 35 to 15%.
That's right. Now, this will be the White House laying down its marker on tax reform. Don't forget, you've also got tax reform happening on separate tracks in the House and the Senate. And so, again, you're going to have this situation where the White House will say, this is what we'd like on taxes, and then you'll have the House and the Senate weighing in on what they want on taxes. But tomorrow will be an important day. And as you said, there are actually three big things to look out for when the White House lays down its plan tomorrow, which will be, as you said, reduction of the corporate tax rate to 15%. That's the marker that was set by Republicans long ago, that they'd like to see it get that low and to be competitive globally. And second would be to lower tax rates for middle-income earners. That's another big goal Republicans have long talked about. And the third part is to simplify the tax code to the point where you could do your tax returns on a postcard, which I'm scratching my head on how that's all going to work, because as we know, the tax code is long and complicated in its current form. So those are the three goals that the Trump administration has set out for tax reform. Those are very attractive goals. Those are goals that you're likely to see a lot of Republicans on Capitol Hill agreeing with. The question is, of course, how it's paid for, what it will do to the deficit, and how you accomplish it all. Will you do it in an attempt with Democratic support, or will you move it all through using a budgetary tool that will get it by the Democratic filibuster in the Senate? That will shape what the plan looks like in the end. So those things are all really unknown. And then most importantly, really, is what will the Republican leaders in the House and the Senate think of this? Those are the tax writers in the House and the Senate that have been working already on this, including with Democratic input. So they're going to have their own say on it, and that's going to have to merge with what President Trump wants. Increasingly, President Trump is learning, even though he's got the Republicans in control of both chambers, he doesn't always get what he wants. So we'll see if that plays out with tax reform, too. So it'll be a big moment when we see that plan and get reaction from Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
And one of the biggest taxes is obviously health care. And that is now a tax. It's now considered a tax. So they almost have to go hand in hand, but I see them being separated out. I don't think we're going to see any movement on health care probably late this year, if not next year.
Well, they're working on a new plan C, I guess, on health care reform. They keep trying different ways to get it through the House. And so there's movement over with the conservative no votes who seem to be coming around to a new set of amendments to the plan that they couldn't get through the House earlier this year. If that can get through the House, at least they move it a step ahead. So that's a possibility in May that could make it to the floor. And then, of course, once it gets to the Senate, I think things get a little more complicated. But you're right. They really would like to move health care reform, because a big component of tax reform could be alleviated, because a lot of the tax reductions could be accomplished by getting rid of Obamacare, which includes all those, burdensome taxes and mandates. So that's a big component here, Mary. You're absolutely right. with an uncertain future. But at least on the House side, there is momentum at this moment to move ahead, and there is some progress there.
Listen, I'm wondering, I got one more question that I need to ask you. Would you mind hanging on for just a moment?
Absolutely.
All right, listen, we're gonna come back and talk. One more quick question with Susan Ferriccio right now, 8:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, well, we still have the closure in Manassas on the Prince William Parkway northbound being detoured on the Balls Ford Road accident investigation. Southbound south of the crash with a separate incident. Very slow to get by, but one lane is open. Still through Dale City to Woodbridge. Heavy on the brakes, but the crash on the shoulder, but a lot to check out. And then I want to take you DC 295. If you're coming out of Riverdale or Chevrolet, both the BW Parkway and 50, just at a crawl. The latest incident with the tow truck there is going to be south on 295 before the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, showers and fog and rain and gray and ugly out there today and breezy, a high of 61. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of showers, 57. Tomorrow, 75. Here's how it looks the rest of the week. Thursday in the upper 80s, Friday in the upper 80s, Saturday in the low 90s, and Sunday in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Well, we have on the line right now Susan Ferriccio, congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. And one of the things that has happened in the last 24 hours, I wanted to get your take on it right quick. Apparently, Donald Trump has let it be known that when it comes to this budget matter that has to be taken care of before Friday, or you run out of funding for the government, he is no longer insisting on funds in that spending measure that would go toward the building of a wall. What's going on? What's the latest development in that?
Right. Simply put, if he had insisted on that border wall money, billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, Democrats knew that you know, they could use that as leverage and not vote for the spending bill, which would bring about a partial government shutdown. Politically disastrous, not for Democrats, but for Republicans. So that gave Democrats real leverage on this. Realizing all that, I think again, Trump began to understand the political realities of that. Within his first 100 days, the last thing he wanted is a partial government closure. It never looks good for Republicans. That's why he backed off on that wall. And what it means is they'll try to take it up during the regular appropriations process. Much easier to get that money appropriated that way, rather than turn it into a part of a government funding showdown. And that's basically what happened. He backed off on the wall. As far as I understand right now, things will move along smoothly now that element is out of the picture, because the House and the Senate has already been negotiating a plan to fund the government through the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th.
All right, so some money for border security, but not necessarily the actual construction.
Yeah. Yes, and Democrats talked about this yesterday. Border security doesn't have to be a wall. You know, it can mean other things like technology. It could mean more border patrol agents or other aspects of securing the border at both the north and southern border, according to Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who told us yesterday in a conference call that Democrats are more than willing to add money for border security. But what Democrats don't want to add money for is that border wall, which is symbolic, would be a symbolic victory for President Trump. And they're opposed to it.
Susan, so much going on the Hill. Greatly appreciate your input and your information. Greatly appreciate
it. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
It's now 8:18 on WMAL. While we have a minute, let's go through some sports stuff that's going on. The Washington Wizards fell to the Atlanta Hawks last night, 111-101. And that means that the playoff series for the Wizards is now tied at 2 games apiece. And, sort of like the hockey thing all of a sudden. 2 games to each, and that playoff series will continue. And as far as the Washington Nationals, I told you yesterday how they had this 7-game winning streak, and that 6 of the games had been on the road. Well, it came to an end last night.
I blame you.
It's my fault.
I
should have knocked on wood or something.
Happy.
I crossed my fingers or something. They lost to the Colorado Rockies. 8-4. Colorado Rockies won 8-4, and that came. But they're still having a heck of a good run out there on this road trip. As I say, out of 7 games now that have been played on the road, they won 6. And I think that the Nats are looking so good right now. A lot of great offense. It's an exciting time to be a baseball fan as well as a hockey fan and a basketball fan in this town. Speaking of baseball, After 141 years of Major League Baseball, we now have an official baseball hot dog.
That's right.
When you go to a baseball game, you got to have your hot dog, right? And until now, there has never been an official MLB hot dog, and it has now changed. Nathan's Famous.
Have you ever had them?
They're awesome.
They're really good hot dogs.
Yeah, the fast food chain that started in Coney Island back in 1916 will be the league's official hot dog, and they'll be able to use this in their advertising. They'll be able to use this in their little stands around various sports venues around the country. It is the official hot dog of Major League Baseball. How about that?
That is a good hot dog. And also very interesting development here. You know, Aaron Hernandez took his own life on Wednesday, as we know. And even though he was convicted of the murder of Odin Lloyd, he technically died an innocent man under an old legal principle that states if a person has not exhausted all their appeals upon their death, then the case goes back to its original state, which voids Hernandez's conviction for the murder of Lloyd. Well, the lawyer who represents the families of two men whose murders Hernandez was acquitted of last week are now claiming that the New England Patriots are contractually obligated to pay Hernandez's estate the $3.5 million bonus that was stopped after his arrest.
So he was convicted, but he still had appeals at the time of his suicide.
Yes.
And so the New England Patriots might have to actually pay him $3.5 million.
Yeah, the estate, because that was his bonus that he was, they are contractually obligated to pay him, and that was stopped after the arrest. And you know why they're saying this, don't you? Because they're going to sue the estate.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Of course.
Interesting.
The daughter ain't going to see a dime of that money. They're going to have lawyers.
I didn't know that if you died and you still have a case on appeal.
Who knew? Right?
Who knew that? It's 822 on WMAL.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
Well, my brothers and I are pretty competitive, and with Mother's Day right around the corner, it is go time. My brothers and I will compete to get Mom the best gift in order to grab bragging rights as Mom's favorite for the next year, and that is 100% true. We do this. And that's why this year, I'm sending Mom a gorgeous bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. She is going to receive 36 sorbet roses for just $36, and all I have to do is pick the delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. So while my brothers are going to be spending big bucks for an overpriced dinner in a crowded restaurant, I will be spending $1 a rose for a stunning assortment of pink, orange, and lavender sorbet roses to be delivered right to her door. These breathtaking roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and they are shipped overnight to ensure freshness, and they're backed by the 1-800-Flowers 100% smile guarantee. She's going to think I broke the bank. So if you want to be Mom's favorite, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter the code MARY to order 36 stunning sorbet roses for only $36. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code MARY, M-A-R-Y. But hurry, this offer ends Friday.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Another high drive.
Rocks the Rockies' world.
See you later.
Catch everything. Nationals, Rockies, tonight at 8 on Masson 2. Jason Wirth.
And that ball is blistered to left center.
His bat powered two wins over Colorado last season. Catch everything. Nationals, Rockies. The series continues tomorrow night at 8.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is April 28th through the 30th at Prince William Marina. Admission is free. See new Sea Ray sport boats and yachts, Bayliner Elements, deck boats, scout fishing boats, used and brokerage boats, jet skis, pontoon boats, and more. Vendors with gear and accessories and a waterfront restaurant all in one place. April 28th through the 30th at Prince William Marina in Woodbridge, Virginia, just off I-95 at exit 160. Details at pwmarina.com. If it's boating, it's Prince William Marina.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, that's been one of our areas where it's just been the volume this morning. Until now, crash reported southbound near Shady Grove Road. Now, I just checked all the cameras in that area. I'm not seeing the accident, but in case there is something right in that vicinity, response heading there, do keep alert, south near Shady Grove Road. Now, top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, pretty normal. Interloop into Bethesda, slowing. Interloop toward Greenbelt, still have residual delays from an earlier minor crash to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Now, here's the story. DC 295 northbound had a crash overnight. It was over into the grass. It hasn't been cleared yet, and that's been our focal point of delays approaching the Naval Research Lab. And southbound 295 before the 11th Street Bridge accident cleanup continues. Update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today and buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today. See website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp than dry on this Tuesday as the rain's coming in. Occasional showers and rain around, and temperatures only in the low 60s with a northeast breeze today. So kind of raw out there, kind of damp with a decent amount of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. It is now 8:26 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And Ivanka Trump is in the news. She was invited by Angela Merkel to come to Berlin to attend a group meeting. It's for the advocacy for women and girls. She's an unpaid White House advisor. And we all know, as you could tell when she spoke during the campaign, when she got up at the RNC and she talked about expanding benefits for moms and maternity leave and all that type of thing. And I sat there and went, wait, what? I'm sorry, is this a Democrat? Did I get the RNC and the DNC mixed up? But Ivanka and her husband, Jared, I don't think it's any secret that they are much more Democrat than Republican. So she was invited to this, and it's, we kind of all figure that's going to be her role in the White House. Well, the left is losing her mind because now she's traveling as a representative of the Trump White House. She was invited by Angela Merkel to attend this event because this is a passion for her, working mothers and benefits. This is her passion. And she is an unpaid advisor. She has not offered any specific legislation. She hasn't publicly revealed any plans, and she has no power to move ahead with any kind of legislation whatsoever. But it's fun to watch the left lose their mind over this nonetheless.
Yeah, apparently she did an overnight flight and then immediately went to work and actually dropped by the embassy there and paid a visit there. So, I think this is fine. She's a goodwill ambassador. That's all it is.
And had Chelsea done it, it would have been amazing!
Yes. 8:28 on WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up in just a moment, Larry Kudlow on a week in Washington where they're going to unveil the Trump tax plan. I'm sure he'll have something to say about that. 8:30 on the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. They're still watching for hot spots this morning at a College Park apartment building under construction where there was a five-alarm fire yesterday. The fire was contained by late in the day yesterday thanks to the efforts of over 200 firefighters from five area jurisdictions. The fire even forced the University of Maryland to close because of poor air quality. A man died in a fire in Woodbridge overnight, and Prince William County police are treating it for now as a homicide. The man was found dead in an apartment on Sherbrooke Circle. A U.S. guided missile submarine has arrived in South Korea for what one defense official describes as a show of force amid tensions with North Korea.
We're hearing differing reports as to why it's actually here, this submarine. We're hearing from the U.S. Naval Forces Korea that actually this is a routine stop. This is a routine dock in Busan port on the southeastern tip of South Korea and was pre-planned. But then we are also hearing from a U.S. defense official that it's a show of force.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's. Ivanka Trump is in Germany for a summit in Berlin. The first daughter is appearing on a panel.
Ivanka is on this panel at the W20 Women's Summit, where they're discussing, among other issues, women in the workplace, women's empowerment, gender equality.
Correspondent Kate Bennett. Montgomery County election officials plan to have another look at the county's voter registration procedures after allegations by the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch that the voter rolls are filled with names of people not eligible to vote. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is endorsing Tom Perriello for governor of Virginia. Perriello is running against the state party's establishment pick, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, who they'll face off in a June primary. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,764, the Nasdaq at 5,984. Sports, the Hawks overpower the Wizards to take Game 4. Baseball, the Nationals lose for the first time in 8 games. And the O's get back on the winning track with a victory over Tampa Bay. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Introducing the PenFed Power Cash Rewards Visa Signature Card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on all purchases. That's everything, everywhere, for everyone. There are no restrictions, no caps, and no gimmicks. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great breeds for everyone.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
With Advance Auto Parts in-store pickup service, you can buy any part online and pick it up in-store in just 30 minutes. It's this fast. Buy your parts online and pick it up in store in just 30 minutes. No, faster. Buy your parts online and pick it up in 30 minutes. Buy parts online in 30 minutes. Buy parts online in 30 minutes. Nailed it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com for more details.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95. Once you get through the delays in Aquia, getting a little bit better heading into Woodbridge. I am seeing a change for the better. We had the four-car crash north of the Occoquan, and only one of the vehicles and the help still remains on the shoulder. So we're waiting for one more tow truck. So they're hopefully soon, not too much to check out. Still with the closure in Manassas, northbound Prince William Parkway being detoured at Balls Ford Road. That's before you get to I-66, and that's from an overnight fatal crash, unfortunately. Southbound at the scene, you can get through, and then beyond where we had another accident, that's gone. And those delays southbound Prince William Parkway have finally eased. Southbound 295, I wish I could say delays are gone, but we're still with it here. South of Route 4 before you get to the exit for the 11th Street Bridge where we had the earlier crash, and the George Washington Parkway hung up as you head south of 123 and down toward the bridges. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Kind of a raw day today. A gusty northeast breeze already kicking up. Not much rain yet, but more occasional rain in the forecast today. It'll start picking up as we go through the day into the afternoon. 61. Cloudy tonight, still a breeze out of the north. Chance of a shower, 57. Wednesday, cloudy, 75. Much warmer Thursday. More sun than clouds in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Chantilly, 55 in Beltsville, 56 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630,
WMAL. It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Join us on the line right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard here on Saturdays at 7 p.m. right here on WMAL. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning, Brian.
Listen, for you, this is what you've been waiting for, because this is the week we're going to get at least the framework of what the president has in mind with regard to tax cuts and tax reform. And one of the things that we're hearing about is when they reveal the framework tomorrow, there will be in it a 57% reduction in the corporate taxes, and that from 35 to what, 15%?
Yeah. Well, they're going back to the campaign plan that Steve Moore and I and others, Steve Mnuchin, Steve Miller, worked on. I mean, there was some speculation, I don't know where this came from, maybe the NEC, that they were going to junk the plan and start over again. It's not true. They are going to stay with the 15% corporate tax rate. I'll bet you repatriation and immediate expensing of new business will be in there. And I think this is great, and I think it's particularly great because in the last 10 days, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has really been out there pounding the pavement on the likelihood that this kind of plan will generate 3% economic growth, and that that will pay for the entire plan and then some. By my calculations, if you shifted, because of better business investment, which is the key to productivity and living standards, and higher wages, if you do that, you are going to raise perhaps as much as $4 trillion over 10 years. I want to emphasize that. $4 trillion in extra revenues over 10 years, which would be the mother of all pay-fors, and that's exactly how we recommended it, and that's exactly how it looks like they're going to go. So I can't say enough. Mnuchin's leadership on growth has been fantastic.
So this idea of having to be able to have a plan to pay for the tax cuts first is really just null and void.
Well, that's right. I mean, it was always null and void in the sense that people who know about these models and revenue and deficit models, understand that the single biggest factor is growth. I mean, in the Obama years, for example, because of their government spending stimulus package, they believed, sort of New Deal style, that you'd have fiscal multipliers, spending multipliers, and that the economy would grow at 3, 4, 5%. It never did. It got stuck at 2%. And that cost the government trillions and trillions of revenues. So that put us in a deficit hole. We're now going to try a supply-side approach, lowering marginal tax rates to increase economic growth incentives across the board. And I believe, as it did in the 60s and the 80s and 90s, it will produce a faster growth rate, and that will cover all your revenue needs and then some. So you have two different models operating here, and the supply-side model is going to go with the Trump, apparently with the Trump campaign, as we suggested many, many, many months ago.
And I guess that what makes this palatable to Democrats is also that it's sort of connected to a middle-class tax cut as well.
Well, it should be. Now, the Democrats seem intransigent on anything and everything President Trump recommends, so I don't know. But the reality is, and this is so important, studies have shown that the lower tax rates and the cash expensing for new investment, the biggest beneficiaries of that are middle and lower middle income wage earners. This is a middle income wage earners tax cut. It is not a tax cut for rich corporations. It will add to their profits, but that means they can pass along those profit gains in the form of higher wages and benefits and lower consumer prices. So this is very important. Now, there'll be other elements unveiled on the individual side of this tax plan. I do not think the so-called border adjustment tax is going to go in.
Yeah, that apparently is not in there right now.
Right. There may be changes in the marginal tax rates for individuals. That's all perhaps subject to negotiation. It was 1225 and 33 for both Kevin Brady and Trump during the campaign and so forth. You know, you may jiggle around with those numbers, and you'll jiggle around with some of the so-called loophole closings or deduction limitations. And I'm kind of a hawk on that. You know, I think if you're going to get lower rates, you should have a broader base, and you don't need all those deductions.
Do you see any of these in a certain order? We've been talking about this morning, talking about the border wall, funding that, health care, and taxes. Do you see a magical order in which these should be done? Can they be done simultaneously? Does it matter?
Well, it's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. It's a tactical question. Steve Forbes and Art Laffer and I and Steve Moore wrote a piece in the New York Times late last week. We argued business tax cuts first, and that's been our argument from day one. They started out with health care reform first. I don't know. Look, the argument that you need health care reform first to save some money for tax reform is, in my judgment, a bogus argument. What you want here is the biggest impact on economic growth. You're going to get first quarter GDP, I believe, at the end of this week, that's going to be around 1%, you know, continuing the 10-year-long slump. And I think you want to reinvigorate the business sector, which is, as I said, for wage earners and families. And that's your best growth, shall we say, growth dividend. Go there. But I can't predict how this... You could go side-by-side tracks. By the way, technically, with respect to the 51-vote Senate reconciliation, technically, you could have a major, major health care reform bill, which would cut about $800 or $900 billion in taxes right there, along with a business tax reform. That is doable. They're all fiscally related. You know, Obamacare, according to Judge Roberts, if you remember, Brian, was a tax bill, right? So a tax bill from health care and a tax bill from tax policy could be put together. That could be done, even at this late date, and might actually work beautifully. Big bang. Talk about reform. Wow.
Yeah, very quickly, and I mean literally got 30 seconds left. There is some sense that we might get some the spending bill later this week.
Oh, I'm sure.
Is that going to get tied up, or is it going to go on through?
Oh, it'll go through. Yeah. It's just that's all. Budgie hooey. Look, you want to stop the government for a couple of days? We've done it many times.
Right.
There's no harm done. This is just all politics and theater.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Larry Kudlow, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much.
844.
Do you want quality service and top-notch installations that beat the big box stores? Then call Claus Carpets today. For over 40 years now, we've been serving the Northern Virginia area. Call 703-978-2603 or visit us online at clauscarpets.com.
You got to keep your family safe. I mean, number one, you got to take care of family, right? And you got to take care of your house, and you got to take care of all that stuff that you paid and you worked so hard to get. Why don't you get an Ackerman security system? And by the way, here's a good reason why. It's about half the cost of a security system from those other guys. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time, which, of course, is what matters with a security system. That's what counts when seconds matter. Switching to Ackerman, it's just a breeze. In fact, if you have an existing system, you can switch over and use that same existing equipment to be on the Ackerman security system in a matter of minutes. They will offer you a free in-home security analysis if you don't have a system. And by the way, if you want the latest technology, a video of what's going on in your house when you're not there, if you want to control smart door locks or thermostats, all with a touch of a button of your smartphone, tablet, or laptop, it's just a few bucks more. So get protected and saved. And here is our special offer going on right now. Call Ackerman right now. Get 3 months of free monitoring. Free. The number is 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com. 8:45 now, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Change for the better in Manassas reopened. The Prince William Parkway, that had been closed all rush hour with accident investigation. Still some activity on the shoulder, but traffic gets by now. 234, Prince William Parkway northbound between Balls Ford Road and I-66. And like that, the delays have just about eased. Once on 66, a little bit of volume in Manassas, in Centerville, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway, which is expected this time of the morning. Beltway through Annandale, heavy, and then from 66 off and onto the Legion Bridge, seeing those backups on the George Washington Parkway southbound, overlooks down toward the Key Bridge, very heavy. Also, the George Washington Parkway near Slater's Lane below speed had the crash. Again, George Washington Parkway passing Slater's Lane, then that volume continues up toward Reagan National Airport in 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of rain and showers around. The rain will pick up, if anything, as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. A gusty northeast breeze, 15 to 25 miles per hour, 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently 54 degrees, 847 on WMAL. And that can mean only one thing. It's time for Critter News on WMAL, which is, of course, a certified fan favorite. Listen, we got a lot of good Critter News, but when I saw this headline this morning, I said, I don't care what the details of the story are, this is perfect for Critter News. The headline is, Police Officer Rescues Magician's Cockatoo. And I began to look at this story.
Sorry, what?
A cockatoo.
Okay, just check.
It's a bird.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it has to do with the police officer who gets called to the scene, over in, I think in Fairfax this past weekend, and found that there was a cockatoo in a tree. And people called because it's obviously somebody's pet, because, you know, cockatoos are not, you know, indigenous to the Northern Virginia mm-hmm. area. And so, the police officer recovered. Pat Collins over at NBC4 did a story about this and introduces both the magician and the cockatoo.
This is Edgar. He's known as Dr. Magic. And this is Sonny, his pet cockatoo. Sonny's not only part of the act, he's part of Edgar's family.
I actually adopted him. It's my baby.
Sonny goes everywhere with Edgar, even to soccer games. But a few days ago, Edgar left Sonny on a tree branch while he played and forgot to pick him up after the game.
Oh, he's family, but he forgot him, right? Okay, well Pat Collins says police were called, and here's what happened.
That actually, it was like a bomb inside of me.
Meet now, Fairfax Officer Mike Thompson. He saw the bird in the tree and whistled him down.
I walked up to the tree, started talking to the bird, and to my surprise, it actually climbed down out of the tree and walked up to me.
Officer Thompson held Sonny until the animal police showed up with a bird box, and the rescue was complete.
Because, you know, you just don't have a bird box every time you need one. You gotta summon one. And apparently, the officer got bit by the bird. The cockatoo attacked him while he was trying to hold him, you know, with his cockatoo beak. Went after the police officer.
This guy, Pat Collins, is reporting this like it's baby Jessica in the well.
That's hilarious. That's Pat Collins for you. So anyway, the good news is that the cockatoo is okay. Everything's fine with the cockatoo, and the magician have been reunited, and life moves on as it should.
I can sleep tonight.
There you go. Over in the Smithsonian, Virginia facility, they have the Smithsonian has an animal park out in Virginia where they don't have room for it. It's sort of like Udvar-Hazy, and the Air and Space Museum. You got the Udvar-Hazy out here at Dulles because they don't have room at the Air and Space Museum for all this stuff. Well, they have an animal farm where they keep animals that they can't fit into the zoo down here. And they've named a couple of cheetah cubs.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they're adorbs.
They are adorable. The two male cubs will be named Leopold and Roosevelt, and the females are Matai, Fossey, and Muri.
So, man, that's a big litter of cheetahs.
Ten new cheetah cubs.
Mm-hmm. How about that? Chelsea Clinton, apparently she loves her some monkeys and elephants. Now, you would think that Chelsea Clinton, being a Democrat, wouldn't care too much for elephants. But she apparently has a soft spot for animals, and people have studied what she follows on Facebook and what she follows on Twitter, and apparently say she is infatuated with both monkeys and elephants.
Oh, good for her. All I'm going to say is when we're doing Curtain News, and you just bring up Chelsea Clinton, I would never
I
am
that.
So glad there was more to the story.
It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
As a frequent flyer, I'll tell you, jet lag can be a real bummer. It can also knock your favorite sports team off their game. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I love these sorts of stories where sports and science really intersect. Researchers at Northwestern University have found that jet lag can have a major impact on the outcome of Major League Baseball games. More specifically, teams traveling east at least two time zones give up more home runs than they otherwise would have. Also, for home teams that are returning east, jet lag results in fewer stolen bases and extra base hits, but more double plays. Ultimately, jet lag completely counteracts the home field advantage, which, in case you're wondering, is about 4%. And here's something I didn't know. Starting pitchers often travel in ahead of their teams to avoid those overnight flights. The study's author suggests for peak performance, go in even earlier. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and joining me today is Rob Martin, health broadcaster and product developer. He's here to speak with us about a breakthrough in anti-aging skincare. It's called GenuCell. It may finally be the answer to target eye puffiness and bags. Rob, what is GenuCell?
Well, Larry, GenuCell is an intensive natural treatment, and it really attacks those problems that many of us have, the eye bags and the inflammation, the puffiness, and it works very effectively and very quickly, and people are tremendously satisfied with the results.
So what's in GenuCell that makes it so unique?
Well, it's the ingredients. You have Isoryl that has an amazing draining action on the fluid under your eyes. You have the plant stem cells, which is a powerful anti-aging component in the product. We also have caffeine. We don't talk much about that, but caffeine also has a draining action on the eyes. Really very, very good. And you should know, everyone should know, there's a lot of copycats now because GenuCell has been so successful. But most of them are just makeup, or they have an ingredient that will temporarily tighten the skin for a short period of time, like if you had a photo shoot or something. But it doesn't get to the core of the problem. With GenuCell, we get right down to the core. We deal with the fluid buildup under the eyes to have that disperse, so you get a tremendous lasting effect.
All right, we know what's in it. So what do they do? What benefits can our listeners expect from GenuCell?
Well, in a very short period of time, with the instant effects of GenuCell, you're going to see a dramatic improvement in the appearance of your eyes, the eye bags and the swelling and all of that. It's going to be really great.
Rob, I bet you have a special offer just for my listeners.
Yeah, look, this is a spring clearance event going. Order GenuCell risk-free now. You're going to get a free month supply with your order. You're also going to get free shipping, which everybody loves. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, still a bit of traffic to release before rush hour is over. 295 southbound, past Route 4, down toward the exit for the 11th Street Bridge with the crash. Tow truck had been on the scene there for a while trying to take care of this, but delays off of both the BW Parkway and 50 still remain. On 295 northbound, as you head up toward the Naval Research Lab, had an earlier morning crash. It's been off into the grass, but still a lot to check out. 395, we stay below speed out of Shirlington, get you past the incident near the Pentagon, which is now to the shoulder, heavy across the 14th Street Bridge. And as we wind down the rush hour, better news in Manassas. Reopened is the Prince William Parkway between Ballsford Road and I-66 northbound, no longer diverted and no longer any delays. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Kind of a raw day today. A gusty northeast breeze already kicking up. Not much rain yet, but more occasional rain in the forecast today. It'll start picking up as we go through the day into the afternoon. 61. Cloudy tonight. Still a breeze out of the north. Chance of a shower. 57. Wednesday, cloudy, 75. Much warmer Thursday. More sun than clouds in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently on the nation's capital, it is 54 degrees at 8:56.
In full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
My top-notch innovation team here at Snell Heating and Air is always looking for new ways to make our customers smile. And recently they had a breakthrough, which we're calling the Homeowner Satisfaction Quotient, or HSQ for short. And you might think it's an algebra equation or something that you'll need to get your slide rule out for. But the truth is, really, it's surprisingly simple. Ready? Here goes. When you call the stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to be 100% satisfied 100% of the time, guaranteed, or we will make it right. Even if that means we have to come back out to make it right. Upfront pricing means that you're going to know what the repair will cost before any work is performed. And with my stand-up guys, you know you're getting the cream of the crop. The very best trained and well-mannered air conditioning technicians in the market.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Bad things can happen late at night. And in Washington, D.C., late-night closed-door meetings could spell higher costs for millions of older Americans. Congress is secretly trying to revive its failed health care bill. They're cutting deals to let the big insurance companies charge you even more. It starts with an age tax. If you're 50 or older, they can charge you five times more than everyone else, up to $13,000 more per year. Now they're going after anyone with a pre-existing condition, letting insurance companies charge you thousands more if you're sick. They could even deny you life-saving coverage if you need treatment like chemotherapy and dialysis. And it's all going on behind closed doors in Washington. Call 844-833-9664 today and tell your member of Congress to stop the backroom deals. Stop the higher prices and stop the age tax. Paid for by AARP.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Another high try.
Rocks the Rockies world.
See you later.
Catch everything. Nationals, Rockies. Tonight at 8 on Masson 2. Jason Wirth.
And that ball is
is blistered to left center.
His bat powered two wins over Colorado last season. Catch everything. Nationals, Rockies. The series continues tomorrow night at 8.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point, and whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
And what happens after it disappears?
We recycle the recyclables
and donate the donatables
so planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too. It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
On tomorrow's program, we'll be joined by Ryan O'Neill, who is that Navy SEAL who actually killed bin Laden. We'll have the very latest on what's happening in North Korea. We'll talk about the developments on Capitol Hill, of which there are many. So busy day tomorrow.
Absolutely. And speaking of developments of which there are many, look who's here. Chris Plant.
Developments of which there are many. Well, it looks like we're going to push off that $1.4, $1.5 billion for building the wall along the border. What do you think about that? Big corporate tax cuts coming.